Bruce, can you walk us through kind of how that last possession unfolded and what look you were looking for and how that matched up to what you got?
To be honest, we got a wide open floater, 5 feet away from the basket. I just shot it short. I mean, like I said plenty of times, I'll shoot the same shot over and over again. My confidence never would dwell away from me. And I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the work I put in each and every day that I'm going to make the next one. So I'm not too mad about that. The other factors that played, that we could have had a lead during the game, but yeah, that was a good team. But I feel like some stuff that we need to fix on and move on to the next one.
It seemed like throughout the game you guys were chasing. Like they were always up 5 or 3 or 2, and you'd tie it, and then they would score. What enabled them to hold you guys off, and what did you guys need to do to try to get over that hump?
Offensive rebounder. A lot of second chance points. When the team have 46 rebounds and you have 31, it's kind of hard. You know? It's really hard, to be honest. And I had a lot of key offensive rebounds. I led the threes, led the and ones. So especially playing a good team like them. So I feel like if we clean those things up, grab a couple rebounds, I feel like we got wide open shots on offense. We just didn't hit. But we shoot them shots every day in practice. And I feel like when we clean up on some of the stuff, some of the communication stuff as well, I feel like we'll be all right.
Kind of going off what Adam said, you guys couldn't really go on any big run in this game. When that happens, when they keep, you know, answering, how frustrating is that? What were the conversations like in the huddles there to try to write this thing? And you guys did come back and tie it up.
Definitely frustrating because we all competitors. We want to win the game. And this game hits a little different, especially just me playing for Ohio State. So, like I said, offensive rebounding and miscommunications. It's hard to be the top team if you don't do those two things. So we're going to go back, watch the film, and get better for the next one.
Up against Roddy in this game, you guys have been brothers throughout your college career. What was that like?
That's my guy. We came in together due to his situation, wishing the best. So I'm definitely frustrated right now. I'm not going to lie to you. But I just gotta, I'm gonna suck it up and move on and have the right mindset for the next practice.
Oh no, I was sorry. One for Bruce.
When they do have bigs that are as talented as their bigs, I know it's not just on your front court to try to match up with that. But what as guards were you trying to do to try to create some challenges for them? They had a lot of rebounds, a lot of points.
I feel like we played against bigger teams throughout the year. We already undersized, so you want to just be completely honest. We played against teams that was way bigger than us, and we have competed at least like -2 on rebounds or like -3. But when there's a big deficit like this, you don't have a chance, especially against a good team. And I feel like we're capable of doing it, but it was some technical things on defense that we work on it daily. That we just didn't do it today. So we got to just clean it up, clean up some of our messes, and just move on to the next one and get that win.